Brethren and sisters in Australia. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. December 21, 1904. Dear brethren and sisters in Australia. First portion missing. From Glendale, we went to San Diego, where we spent 3 weeks at the Paradise Valley Sanitarium. I think I have told you before about this property. It consists of a 50-room house and 30 acres of land, and cost the original owners $50,000. 3 years ago, it was offered to us for $15,000. We could not then see our way clear to purchase it, though we realized that it would be an excellent place for a sanitarium. The next year it was offered to us for $12,000. Still, we delayed purchasing, and about a year ago, we bought it for $5,500. The building had been standing unoccupied for a good many years and was in need of some repairs. About 8 months ago, Brother Palmer went there to take charge of the work for a time. And when we reached the sanitarium at the time of our recent visit, we were pleasantly surprised to see how much he and his wife and their helpers had done in getting the building ready for the reception of patients. By taking advantage of sales of furniture by wealthy people leaving the district, Brother Palmer secured several lots of first-class furniture at a very low price, and we found about half the rooms in the building furnished. A scarcity of water was the only thing against the properties being used as a sanitarium. The country is suffering from a long drought, and as the trees on the place had not been watered, many of them were dead when we bought it. There was one well. A new windmill was bought, and this well has supplied the house with water for several months. It has never been pumped dry, but it was feared that it would not supply sufficient water for the requirements of a sanitarium. So the men were set to work to dig another well on the lower part of the land. When we reached there, they had gone down about 80 feet and had already found some water. They were going down still farther through the clay to the gravel below. One evening, Brother Palmer came to my room, his face lighted up with joy, to tell me that a stream of water as big as his hand was running into the well. The next morning early, Brother Palmer and Willie came in, saying that there was 14 feet of water in the well. I wish you could have seen the joy in their faces. To get the water out of the well was the next problem, so that the workmen could dig a few feet farther down. They set the pumping engine going, but found that this lowered the water very slowly. So they got a larger cylinder and a larger pipe, and finally got the water pumped out. Then they dug down a few feet farther, and when we left San Diego, they were making a large reservoir at the bottom of the well to hold the water flowing in. The making of this reservoir will be a difficult matter, but the well digger thoroughly understands his business and makes steady progress. The water is soft and pure, and there will be an abundant supply both for domestic and irrigating purposes. Oh, how we rejoice to know this! This well is a treasure of more value than gold or silver or precious stones. There was one patient at the sanitarium before we left, although the building was not yet ready for opening. Others are waiting to enter just as soon as the institution is opened. The night before we left, Sarah said to me, "Two more patients came this evening." "Where will they put them?" I asked, for the house was being repainted inside and was in no condition for patients. "In the barn, I suppose," was her answer. She then explained that these patients were the two cows that someone in San Pasquale has given to the sanitarium. San Pasquale is 30 miles from San Diego, and the cows were brought overland in a large wagon. The week before, Willie and some of the brethren had visited San Pasquale and told our people there about the needs of the sanitarium, and as the result, they received about $600 in donations and these two cows. I was sick all the time that I was in San Diego. I was worn out when I left home, and I must have caught cold on the way down. I coughed a great deal, sometimes so hard that it seemed as if my breath would go. I kept closely to my room, for I did not wish to expose anyone else. I am thankful to say that I am gradually recovering. The Lord is giving me physical and mental strength, and for this I praise His holy name. On our return from San Diego, we spent a few days at the Glendale Sanitarium. We found the house filled with painters, plumbers, and carpenters. Preparations for the opening of the institution were being hastened forward. Those in charge of the work hope that the opening may take place early in January.
From there, we went to Redlands, a town about 65 miles from Los Angeles. Tent meetings were held recently in Redlands and Riverside, and in each place a church was raised up. The brethren were anxious that I should speak to the believers in these places. Brother Ballinger and wife had a nice little cottage in this place where we were accommodated. On Sabbath morning, I spoke in the Redlands Church. At the close, I spoke of the Glendale Sanitarium and of the need of means with which to begin the work. That evening, another meeting was held in behalf of the sanitarium, and $275 was subscribed. On Sunday morning, I drove to Riverside, a distance of 15 miles, and spoke in the church there. The Lord gave me strength and freedom.